From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief, Chloe, August 12th. The morning read 10 things in health worth the 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from Manga Bay, World Elephant Day. How these giants are adapting to a changing world. Hey, I wanted to share some cool stuff I read about elephants for World Elephant Day. So, there's a study from Malaysia that looked at how Asian elephants are adapting to their changing environment. It turns out they're becoming more flexible with their diet, eating a wider variety of plants when their usual food sources are scarce. This is actually a sign of resilience, but it also means they're more likely to venture into human-dominated landscapes, which can lead to conflicts. In one area, they were mostly eating oil palm crops, which isn't great because it exposes them to human conflict. The researchers say this flexibility is a double-edged sword. It helps them survive in the short term, but it also increases the risk of getting into trouble with humans. On the other hand, there's this amazing clearing in Central Africa called Dasangabai, where elephants gather in large numbers. It's a real anomaly because most of the time, forest elephants are super elusive and hard to spot. But in this clearing, they congregate because of the mineral-rich soil, and it's become a sort of village for them. It's fascinating to see how these incredible animals are adapting to their changing environments, and it's a reminder of how important it is to protect their habitats and reduce human-wildlife conflict. Next, second from Manga Bay, in India, sacred groves serve as vital nurseries for future forests. In India, is Western Ghats, researchers studied 82 giant trees across 20 species in the village of Vanzal. They found that sacred groves, community, protected forest patches dedicated to local deities, had nearly twice the number of giant tree species as nearby village areas. These groves are home to unique tree species like bajeda, a medicinal plant, whereas villages have more fruit trees like mango and jackfruit. The researchers believe that giant trees and sacred groves act as ecological catcher's mitts for large birds like hornbills, which help disperse seeds across the landscape. Seeds dropped in the less disturbed ground of sacred groves are more likely to grow into trees compared to those in village grounds. Up next, third, from New Atlas, $1,800, Indian Emoto offers 160-mile range. Hey, I just saw the latest on Indy. Is electric two-wheelers. A new model is being launched at about $1,800, and the manufacturer says it can go roughly 160 miles on a single charge. The range claim comes from their own testing, so it's not a peer-reviewed study, but the numbers line up with similar bikes that have been on the market for a few years. What's notable is the price point, far lower than most electric motorcycles you see elsewhere, so it could be a realistic option for city commuters who want to ditch petrol without breaking the bank. The bike specs include a modest motor that should be fine for typical urban traffic, though it won't replace a high-performance sport bike. If you're thinking about an affordable, low-emission ride for daily trips, this looks like a solid entry-level choice, assuming the real-world range holds up after a few months of use. And then, fourth from Science Alert, never-before-seen type of amyloid may explain a devastating form of Alzheimer's. The study is a structural analysis of brain tissue from two people who carried the rare Flemish APP mutation, using cryogenic electron microscopy to see the amyloid beta filaments at near-atomic detail. Researchers found that the mutation removes a single methyl group, prompting the protein to fold into a distinct Z-shaped structure. This shape exposes an amino acid site that likely helps the filaments stick to blood vessel walls, explaining why these patients develop cerebral amyloid angiopathy and hemorrhages. Even though the mutated protein is less prone to clump in test tubes, the filaments that do form are just as toxic as the usual forms and create especially large, stable plaque cores. The work pinpoints a concrete molecular mechanism for this familial form of Alzheimer's and suggests that targeting this specific fold could be a future therapeutic angle, while also offering clues that may apply to more common cases. Next, fifth, from Gideon MK, Health Nerd, Full-Fat Dairy and Heart Health. Everyone loves a good anti-establishment story. The idea that all of those smarmy experts have been wrong all along is wonderfully compelling. There's a sense of self-righteous indignation that you can only get for disagreeing with established wisdom for no reason at all, only to be proven right years later. The way Joe Rogan's podcast is so popular, even though at least 90% of the things said on it are some combination of nonsensical gibberish and outright lies. For a long time, the expert consensus has been that we should probably eat less saturated fat to improve our heart health. Up next, 6th from Chad's Weather Blog, August 11, 10:30 AM weather video forecast. A low-pressure system is moving into the region, bringing with it a ring of fire pattern that increases the risk of severe storms and flooding. This pattern is characterized by a ring of moisture-rich air that's being pulled into the system from the Gulf of Mexico. As a result, we can expect heavy rain and strong winds to develop throughout the day. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for several counties, and residents are advised to be prepared for potential power outages and property damage. And then, 7th from Chad's Weather Blog, August 11, 7 p.m. weather video storm flooding update. Next, 8th from One Cup of Tea, the fear of wasting your time is wasting your time. For most of my life, I felt like I was permanently behind everyone else. I wanted to learn to play the piano since I was in grade 10, but other kids had already been playing smoothly since kindergarten, so I gave up. I wanted to speak a third language at 22, but people say the prime age to learn a new language is 10, so I gave up. I wanted to build my creative journey, but everyone else seemed like they were already experts at writing scripts, filming, and editing. Compared to them, I had little to offer, so I gave up. Up next, 9th from Julian de Medeiros, Seminar, Sexuality, Hank Green Can't, and More. So I listened to this seminar on sexuality, and it was actually really interesting. They started by talking about how our understanding of human sexuality is still evolving, and how it's influenced by various factors like culture, history, and philosophy. They even brought up Hank Green, the YouTube personality, to illustrate how societal norms around sex and relationships can change over time. They also touched on Immanuel Kant's ideas about moral philosophy and how they relate to human sexuality. It's a pretty nuanced discussion that challenges some common assumptions about what it means to be human. And then, 10th from Fies.org, Archaeology has evolved. 4 eras of understanding Africa's past. What is the past? It may seem a simple question to answer, but it is more complex than we might think at first. As science, politics, technologies, and ways of thinking change, so does our understanding of what went before. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.